Today we are continuing our series called Two Wheel Faith. This is our end of summer fun series where we're combining scripture with principles of motorcycle riding. And we're having fun doing this, but we're taking practical lessons that can help us all in our faith journey. And as we get into this, I just want to say a special thank you to Terry McCarty and to Betty Fulton, who have their bikes on display in the Crossroads. If you haven't seen them after worship, be sure to go in there. Beautiful, beautiful bikes. Check them out. Tell them thank you for letting us use them. And if you have a motorcycle that you're willing to let us put up here on display, let me know and we will make that happen. But today, we're going to talk about baggage. You can see some of the baggage that is here, and I've got another bag down here. We're going to talk about baggage because we all have baggage in our life. And when we ride, baggage can be a blessing or a curse. Jesus had a few things to say about baggage, so I invite you to take out your Bible and turn with me to Matthew chapter 10. Our scripture reading will be from verses 7 through 14, and I encourage you to follow along as we hear the good news. Jesus is speaking here, Matthew 10, beginning in verse 7. He says, "As you go, make this announcement. The kingdom of heaven has come near. And heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with skin diseases, and throw out demons. You received without having to pay, therefore give without demanding payment. Workers deserve to be fed, so don't gather gold or silver or copper coins for your money belts to take on your trips. Don't take a backpack for the road or two shirts or sandals or a walking stick. Whatever city or village you go into, find somebody in it who is worthy and stay there until you go on your way. And when you go into a house, say, peace. And if the house is worthy, give it your blessing of peace. But if the house isn't worthy, take your blessing back. And if anyone refuses to welcome you or listens to your words, shake the dust off your feet as you leave that house or city." It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Lord, help us as we listen to your words this morning and meditate on these scriptures to follow you where you lead us, to go where you send us, and to give our burdens to you, so that whatever it is that we carry, it's only what matters to you, knowing that you will help us carry it. In Jesus' name, amen. Throughout these cities and all these towns, it's in my blood and it's all around. I loved you now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hills. I think that's next week's.
Yeah.
In a few months, Fran and I plan on taking a little vacation down to the beach. And the last time we went, it's been about 2 years, we were taking her SUV, and it was just the two of us. We were just going for a week. But I promise you, we packed everything we could in the back of that SUV. Anything we thought we needed or that we might need or might want, we shoved in there. I mean, Just the two of us, just a week, but that thing was packed full. Anybody else do something like that? Oh, yeah, most of us. Thank you for being honest. Yeah. But the funny thing is, you know, every once in a while we'll get to fly and travel somewhere that way, or, you know, or if we fly international and we might be gone a week or something like that, we pack everything we need in a suitcase. So, and then... Still, it seems like even in that one suitcase, I've overpacked. But now when I travel on my motorcycle, I manage to pack even less because I only have a few bags on my bike, and each one holds something different. Now, you know, most guys on their bikes, they've got different ways to set up their baggage, and everybody does it their own way, and they put their own things in there. But I'm going to go through some of this a little bit. Not too much detail, because I know you don't want to be here all day long, but I could talk about it all day long. So, But here on the back, behind the seat there, hanging down low, those are the saddle bags. And then up on top, the big red box, that's the tail bag. And then sitting in front of that on the pillion, I got my dry duffel bag. Now, pillion, if you missed last week, that's just a fancy word for the passenger seat. But I got my dry duffel bag there. I can carry a little extra stuff. And then on the tank, this sits on the tank. It snaps on a ring on there. This is my tank bag. And they all carry different things for me, but I've also got some gadgets on there in the dash area that help me, guide me, and help me stay in communication as I'm riding. But there are other riders that have even more bags than that. Sometimes on the front, on the sides of the front of the tank, they'll have what's called panniers. And then on some bikes, where the forks come up and meet the triple tree, that's where the handlebars and the forks all have that conjunction there. They'll have another roll there, and it's a lot of, it's like their road toolkit there. And so there's a lot of different ways we can carry the stuff we need, but I've learned that what you carry, your baggage, can make a huge difference in the quality of your ride and the enjoyment of the trip. For example, there have been several times where I've used my emergency toolkit while on the road, usually from picking up a nail or a screw or something that punctured my rear tire. It's nice to be able to pull that out, plug that tire, air it back up, and then get back on down the road. And if it's bad enough, I'll find a shop where I can replace the tire, or hopefully it's just in the center and I've got lots of tread and I can just keep on going on my trip. But then also, I sometimes keep a medical kit, and I've had to use that for myself or for somebody else. But then I also keep bottles of water and some snacks, so that way when I'm refueling the bike, I can refuel and rehydrate myself and stay healthy and focused. And then, of course, also, anybody that's traveled, you know, you got to take a change of clothes and some toiletries, right? Because otherwise, that's a miserable trip, right? So, well, we don't want a miserable adventure. We want it to be a great time. But in that pursuing that great time, that great ride, that great adventure, it's way too easy to overpack. Now, sometimes as I start loading it down, I can adjust the suspension to help me carry the weight. But also, the more weight I put on there, the more difficult it becomes to balance. And the more weight that's on there, the less responsive the suspension is. And the less I can feel the road, and the less it responds well to my steering inputs. And then the more that's on there, the more susceptible I become to the wind or turbulence. And if you're overloaded, your bike can become dangerously unstable. And I think this is one of the things that Jesus had in mind when he was sending his disciples out. He didn't want them to be overburdened and dangerously unstable. So he sent them on a mission, grouped up, partnered in pairs to preach the good news. But what did he tell them to take with them? Only what they needed. In fact, it was easier to see what he said not to take with him. He said, don't take a backpack for the road or two shirts or extra sandals or an extra walking stick. Don't even worry about the money you'll need, because the people who receive the good news from you, they'll show you hospitality. They'll feed you. They'll help take care of you. Now, can you imagine being one of those disciples and what was maybe going through their minds, how they may have felt? I wonder if it was anxiety or fear or perhaps excitement. Because up until this point, Jesus had been carrying all the weight, and he had been doing all the steering. He made all the decisions. He'd handled all the tricky situations. He decided all the directions through the towns and the villages. And he had received all the criticism. But now he was sending them out on their own with barely any baggage. And I wonder if it was reminiscent to them of when God freed the Israelites, the Hebrew people, from their bondage and slavery in Egypt. You know, if you're not familiar with this story, you can pick up on it in Exodus 12. It's the night before the first Passover. And God has set their freedom in motion. God told the people to be ready. Have your sandals tied. Tie them up nice and tight. Have your staff in your hand. Eat your dinner quickly. Be ready to move. Be ready to go. Eat in a hurry. And then when it's time to go, take your possessions with you. And while the Israelites, they took everything they could, they also needed to be able to move quickly over a long distance because they had a long journey ahead of them. And too much baggage would immobilize them, but too little, and they wouldn't have what they needed to make that journey. But even when they did run out of provisions, because, you know, they could only carry so much, but even when their food and their water ran out, God provided for them. God provided manna, bread from heaven. God provided meat, quail from the sea. And God also provided fresh water from the rocks. They only needed to trust God. And that's exactly what Jesus is encouraging the disciples to do. He wanted them to trust him, to rely upon God to meet their needs, and to provide what they needed when they needed it. And I think this is something that we can all do better. Because here's the deal. We all have baggage. Every one of us, you, me, all of us, we have some kind of baggage. And how do I know that you've got baggage? Because that's what life does. Life happens. And when life happens, we pick up a little baggage here and there along the way. We all do. It's not just you that has issues. It's not just your neighbor. It's all of us. Every single one of us has baggage. Now, we might have different types of baggage, and we might put it in different compartments, and we might put it in a little different places. And I'm not just talking about my love handles. That one took a while. No. We've all got baggage. But here's the thing. That baggage, it's only ours. It's not anyone else's. Because no one else has lived your life. You haven't lived my life. I haven't lived your life. You haven't lived anyone else's life, and no one's lived your life. We all have baggage that is unique to our life and our life experiences, both good and bad, and only we can carry it. But here's the flip side of that. In the midst of all this, when all of this stuff happens in our life, and we start packing our baggage to carry it with us into the future, there's something that happens. And this is where I love Melissa's message to the children this morning, because it was so spot on. That something that happens is God. Because God is right there with you. Whatever it is that you've been through, whatever it is that you're going through now, whatever it is that you're going to go through, God is right there with us, with you. So we have a choice to make. We have a choice to make about our baggage. We can choose what to carry with us. Now, it's not always easy, because sometimes this baggage, we really get fond of it, we get really used to it, and sometimes it just sticks to us, and it's hard to get rid of it. But we have this choice of what baggage to take with us. And it may take work. It may take practice. It may take learning to rearrange our life or lifestyle to decide how we want to carry and how we want to move forward to make these adjustments. But a lot of our baggage, we can let go. A lot of it, we can get rid of. We just have to trust in Jesus to make it work. In fact, in Matthew 11, 30, Jesus said that if you're carrying a heavy load, come to me and I will give you rest. He said, my burden is light. You know, some of our baggage is intentional and it's essential to our adventure, to our faith journey, to going forward in life. Some of it we want to take with us. Some of it's good stuff. Some of our baggage is affecting our journey in a negative way. And it needs to be cast off or left behind. Some of our baggage, man, that's just pure convenience. It makes us feel good. It makes things easier. And it makes it real easy to trust ourselves instead of putting our trust in God. Maybe that baggage can be given to someone else or someone that's in need. But what will you do with your baggage? Is it helpful or is it dragging you down? Hebrews 12:1 says, "So then, with endurance, let's run the race that is laid out in front of us. Let's throw off any extra baggage. Get rid of the sin that trips us up and fix our eyes on Jesus." In other words, let's get rid of that baggage that separates us from God and keeps us from trusting in God, and let's focus on following Jesus. But whatever it is you decide to do, whatever it is you decide to pack in your bags and to bring with you on your journey, remember this: the baggage is not the important part. Trusting Jesus is. And I don't want to get bogged down or weighted down or get hung up because of my baggage. I don't want to lose control or lose my way or crash because I got carried away with what to bring. Instead, I want to trust Jesus. So here's the thing. When Jesus sent the disciples out, it was not to make the journey about the baggage, about what they did have or didn't have, but to make the journey about Him. They were carrying a message that the kingdom of God is at hand, that the good news is here. But they weren't just telling people, they were showing people. They weren't there to swagger in and swagger around like, "Hey, we're the chosen servants of Jesus. We're here representing the coming King, and we've got this grand status," like they're better than anybody else. No, they were there instead to share the good news and to show the good news. They were there to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse those with the diseases, and to throw out demons. In other words, they were to be healers and restorers. They were the people who brought life and hope to others. Now, today, now, we, you and I, we're the disciples of Jesus. And the world still needs Jesus. The world still needs to hear and to know and to experience the good news of God's kingdom. So in our quest, in our mission, in our adventure to make life better and you better at life through Jesus Christ, we need to check our bags. See what's really important. And get out proclaiming the mercy and the love of God's grace. Because we are the church. And we must live and act like the church, like the hands and feet of Christ. Because we're not on this road just to talk a good game about God. We're here to play it. We're here to show it. We're here to travel it. We're here to show God to the world. We're here to be healers and restorers who bring hope and life to others. Amen?